I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. High school sports in the summer months. It's actually pretty busy. If you keep an ear, pay attention to all these teams trying to get their offseason workouts in. There's also some new coaches. Last week we talked to Coach Taylor Brower, head coach of the Carbon High School boys team. They've had a very busy June. And now we're going to shift and talk Carbon High School girls basketball. They, too, have a first-year head coach in Jordan Blank, and that team's been very, very busy throughout the summer months. Coach Blank joining us right now in the studio in this segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's local lending, local people, local decisions, and a sponsor of local sports here on Drive Time Sports. Coach Jordan Blank joining us in the studio. Coach, great to get you in. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate coming in.
Yeah, I know we've talked over the phone since you've been named the head coach of the girls program, but now you've had most of the summer to get kind of situated with things, and I know you guys have had a very busy summer at that.
Yes, we definitely have. We've been doing a lot of open gyms, probably 3 to 4 a week, and then we've had two team camps, one at USU Eastern here in Price, and then the other up in Salt Lake at the U. Some great competition, and we learned a lot in those two team camps. They're kind of finding our team identity and who we are as a team, so that's been great to kind of see that and then go back to the gym and work on things we need to work on.
Yeah, when you were named head coach, I can't count how many people told me, man, we're getting old. Jordan's head coach now. I'm like, I know, right? Like, remember when Jordan was a sophomore at Carbon High? We're talking basketball, football, whatever it is. But now that you are into this role as a head coach, what's been the most difficult transition for you? Because you've been an assistant at the high school level, but now this is your program.
Well, and that's the thing. It's now my program, and so now it's all right. I've got to put in the work to make this what I've wanted it to be for so long, and so just the hours put in of not only just open gyms and times with the girls, but just communicating, networking with other coaches nonstop, emailing, texting, phone calls, just figuring out, hey, what did you do? How did it work for your team? And try and implement that into my program and what fits our program and me personally to better help not only Carbon High girls basketball, but Carbon High athletics and Carbon County athletics as a whole, and how do we push that and help this community be better and get ready for more Carbon High Dino championships. That's the ultimate goal, and so that's always kind of the back burner of, all right, how are we going to get better? And it might be I'm reading a book at night and I like this quote, and so now all of a sudden I'm writing this down. Hey, the girls are going to really like this quote. And then you give it to them, they're like, what the heck? This is a stupid quote. And you're like, all right, back to the drawing board on this one. And so just, it's always nonstop basketball now. And so it's been fun to do that, but it's a lot of time.
Yeah, no, for sure. But you've built up to this, too. I mean, before you got to the high school, you ran programs at the junior high.
Yep.
Is there a lot of similarity between the two?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Just the organization skills that you have to have and setting up, all right, here's a practice plan, here's our calendar, here's those things. That correlates well, but now it's the added pressure of, all right, high school sports, this is, you got to win. Like, this is a full-time gig, and, you know, if you don't win, are we going to keep you there? And so there's that pressure now, but also at the same time, it's also how am I going to develop these athletes and get them ready for college or things outside of high school, and how do we teach them life lessons? And so that's been good, but the correlation with the middle schools, that's been a great help and kind of first start and figure out, okay, this is what it's going to take, but now we're just going to take it a whole nother level with the high school.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times when we talk about coaching gigs in general, I think sometimes people put a negative on taking over a program that's been so successful. To me, that's not a negative. I think it's a positive. And if you look over the last two coaches, Coach Cammy Carlson and Coach Ted Bianco, they both have had this program, and they've built something that I think that you seem definitely up to the challenge just to continue to build off of it and take it to that next level, as you were talking about. But you're taking over a program that's very sturdy.
Oh, definitely. And that's, I mean, there is some added pressure because it's there.
Yeah.
But the girls like that. They know when we walk into a gym, teams are like, oh, crap, we got carbon high tonight. And they know we're going to push them, we're going to press them, we're going to get in their face and just be super aggressive. And so it's nice having that already built in. You don't have to build that. And the culture's there. And sometimes building a culture of a team, that's really hard. So having that kind of already built in, and Coach Carlson, Coach Bianco, they did a great job with that. But now it's just adding my own flavor to it, continuing what was there, but adding a little bit more of what I like to do.
I get the vibe that the support system that you have in place is great because, okay, we talk about Coach Bianco. He's the athletic director.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Coach Cammy, she's still there with you, as you talked about. She's helped you out. Your dad, he's got a ton of experience as far as coaching, very well respected throughout the entire state. So you have three people right there that I just mentioned, not to mention your assistants on your staff, but you got three people that have been around the game for a very long time that are right there with you.
Oh, definitely. And so, I mean, it's great having Ted there as the athletic director. He gets constant phone calls. I'm sure he gets bombarded with those calls and sometimes a little upset with me calling all the time, but I just like picking the brain of former coaches and what worked for them, and same with Coach Carlson. She came to a couple of our games and it was fun to talk to her after and kind of, you know, just talk X's and O's and what works, what doesn't work, what she saw. And it's great to know that they want the best for Carbon High Athletics still. And that's something that's great about this community, is even though they're done coaching, they still appreciate the game and what's there, and they want to still help these girls be the best they can be.
Before we move on and talk about what you guys have planned, I got to get your perspective on how things went over these summer camps, because you got a fairly new team. I mean, you're saying goodbye to a couple of studs, generational type players at the high school, and Amaya Timothy and Maddie Orth, right? This is the next era.
And even you think Kylan, I mean, all three of those girls they're playing college sports. They're That's at right. the next level, and they're all, one's softball, one's volleyball, one's basketball. And so to have three college athletes at the 3A level, That's a great team there. And so it's fun to see them continue to go play, but we have a whole new identity. I mean, we lost two 1,000-point scorers in one season in Maddie and Amaya. So feeling that responsibility of who's going to score for us, effort-wise, the girls are always giving us 100% effort, but now it's like, okay, now why am I getting doubled? I've never been doubled in 3 years. What do I do? And so now it's just figuring out, okay, when the double comes, I've got to kick out, somebody's open, and just figuring out their roles. And that's been great for the summer. Wins, losses, I'm not too worried about those. I mean, the first one at USU Eastern, we played some great teams, and we were competitive in some, and some we weren't. And then we went to Utah, and I thought we played a lot better. And so just every single day, every single week, we are continually getting better, and we're starting to find that identity of, okay, here's my role. I'm going to go in and get 8 rebounds and 6 points a game. That's going to be my role, or someone might have to step up and score 14 for us. And the nice thing with our team coming through is we might have JC score 16 to 18 one game, and then it might be Becca Swayze with 10 to 16 the next game. And so whoever's hot, that's who's going to get the ball. And so they're all great athletes. It's just a matter of who's scoring, and let's just keep getting them the basketball.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Jordan Blank of the Carbon High School girls basketball program. Coach, with that being said, an opportunity for girls within the community to get to know you, to get to know the team. You guys have a skills camp up and coming.
Yes, definitely. So it's July 15th and 16th. Any girls in the area, we would love to have them. It's grades 3 through 8. And so we'll divide it up. 3rd through 5th graders are 8 to 10 a.m. And then our 6th through 8th graders will be 12:30 to 2:30. This is just a great opportunity to not only meet the coaching staff, see how we coach, see how we run things, but also to see the girls. And to the girls are going to help run this camp and be a part of it. And I look back at my time as an athlete at Carbon High and way before. I still remember in 3rd grade, Coach Bianco had a boys camp. And Chase Julian was my idol ever since then. And so Emory baseball coach there. But I think it's great for young girls to come out and see these high school girls and what they are and know that, hey, they're human, they're great, they love what they do, but they just love the community. And so if we can give back to the community and teach basketball and have these young girls learn to love basketball, we're doing a great job.
For sure, for sure. And you've made it very affordable as well.
And we're not here for the money for that. It's, you know, we want to make it a good time. And really, it's going in back to their t-shirt, and we're going to do a lot of different activities, a lot of awards, and if we can make it fun and competitive, that's what we want.
Excellent. Once we get past this camp, and again, July 15th and 16th, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, July 15th and 16th. I know that July's kind of an odd month, right? I mean, you got to deal with some moratoriums.
Yeah.
It's different. So what's next for the program?
I mean, so this next week, we have our moratorium. It's that week-long moratorium. And then, you know, July's hard because now we're getting into fall sports. They're getting ready for their tryouts. And so this was the best opening I thought we could have. A lot of families do their vacations right before. So that's kind of why we picked the 15th and 16th there. As far as what we'll continue to do, we've got open gyms every single day after that. I mean, we're going Monday through Friday. We're opening the gym up for any girl, and it's to the point where, look, I get you've got volleyball, you've got cross country, you've got soccer, just come in and get some shots up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in shape, and that's the great thing, is these girls are doing three sports, so they're in shape. It's just a matter of, okay, let's just work on what you wanted as your goal. If you wanted to shoot a higher percentage, great, how are we going to do that? And we're setting that plan up for them to come in 45 minutes, get some shots up, and do that. And so that's been great, and that's what July is for us, is just honing in on those skills and making sure we're getting ready for tryouts in November.
It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, it's scary.
Yeah,
it's scary.
It'll be here fast. Before I let you go, you mentioned the coaching staff. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. You got your coaching staff finalized now.
Yes, definitely. So Jeff Blank, my dad, he's going to help me at the varsity level. He's got a lot of experience there, and he's great. He's great with defense, and so when we talk a lot of defensive scouting and things like that, he's going to take that role and responsibility for us. Dakota Cincineros, another one who's had a lot of coaching experience, another young guy, same graduating class as me, and so he's doing great things. He knows the game of basketball. He's been around. He loves it, loves the girls. So he'll coach our JV team. And then I've got Julianne Orth, and she was on the coaching staff with Cammie. And she brings a lot of knowledge, played some college basketball. Great with the girls, knows a lot about the game. And she's been phenomenal this summer. And then Butchie Vasquez. And he's been around. He's coached with the boys with me. We have a great relationship. And he knows it, and he's all about getting the youth involved. And so that's a big thing for me, is how do we get the youth, not only at the high school, but these younger ages, how do we get them playing competitive basketball? And Butchie has done that for a long time, so he's kind of my go-to when it comes to setting that stuff up.
It's a great staff.
Yes, it's awesome. Yeah. So super excited for it.
Well, Coach, I do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. It's fun to chat with you. It's fun to get some girls basketball talk on the radio, and I know we're going to be talking a lot here relatively soon, so thank you.
Awesome. Hey, thank you. Yeah, and just one last reminder, July 15th and 16th is that girls camp. We'd love to get as many girls out as possible. It'll be a great time. So thank you again for having me on.
That's Coach Jordan Blank again of the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad, talking about the upcoming summer camp. Circle that date, July 15th and 16th. You can find more information right now at castlecountryradio.com. We're going to pause for just a moment. It is Wednesday. Wednesday baseball talk with Bill Lasky's coming up next. We'll talk about a variety of things throughout the league, including the MVP races, AL, NL. We're at that midway point. Who would you give it to? We'll talk about that when we return. Drive Time Sports from the Sutherland Studios.